Welcome to Bread Time. My name is Gabriel Valdivia.
And this is Charlie Dietz.
And today, we reached out to our community of Velavit listeners, and they suggested a couple topics. And the one we're going to talk about right now is around quitting your job. So, Charlie, are you a quitter? And if so, what is the best way to quit?
I have quit jobs before. I find it to be one of the most painful, unpleasant experiences I could possibly imagine.
Most people don't think that when a new person comes in to work at their company, they're going to work there for the rest of their lives. Especially in tech, there's an expected expiration date for the work you do. So I try to keep that in mind, that all things must come to an end. And this just happens to be the end when I put on a notice. But it's always, no matter what, no matter how good or bad you may feel about the job, like, super nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I mean, there's a zillion different reasons why you would quit your job. For me, like, the past two jobs I had to quit is because I basically found what I thought was a better opportunity. So both of them, I was in fairly good standing or good standing with the employer, and I didn't necessarily want to leave either. It's just that I saw a better opportunity in something else. So, like, especially I quit Electric Pulp, which was a job that I really, really loved, to come to Facebook. And that was an unpleasant experience because I was like, hey, like, there's nothing wrong here. I'm having a great time working here. I just wanted to work at Facebook. And it's a smaller company. So I had personal relationships with the people who were the founders of the company and all of the employees. And it felt bad.
Yeah. You said better opportunities. I think sometimes not even better. It's just different opportunities. Yeah. You may just want to explore something different.
I mean, there's a huge spectrum. You could be deeply unsatisfied with your job, and therefore you just, like, want to do anything else, because even if it's a lateral move of some sort, the difference is valuable to you, right? You could be really happy, but see, like, there's some opportunity that seems like it'll further your career. You'll learn more. You'll have more interesting work to do, like, whatever. Like, anything could be a reason to do this. Yeah, I'm not trying to isolate that in any way.
Let's say we have some listeners that are ready to quit their job. What do you think is the best way of doing it? Should they give a 2-week notice? Should they just leave overnight? Should they give a 3-month notice? Like, how can somebody approach that moment when they get ready to try something different?
I'm probably on the side of over planning, where, like, for example, one job that I quit, I wrote out exactly what I was going to say and rehearsed it for like a few days probably before I walked into the office that I did to deliver the information. Like,
so when you deliver that information, did it go as planned, or did it, like, was there a curveball thrown in there? You're like, oh fuck, I didn't rehearse for this.
Even with the amount of planning I did, there was still a curveball. That was the point, I think. Like, I think the thing is, like, you don't really know how it's going to go, because there's, like, emotions generally involved in quitting a job, right? You're breaking a contract of some sort, and you can't understand the way someone's going to react. I've seen, like, people react really, really well when someone says you're going to quit, like, oh, we're going to be helpful, and, like, this is going to be great, and we're going to, like, figure it all out, and we're going to do this together. And other people are just like, hey, guess what? Fun's over. I'm just going to be a jerk to you now. Mm-hmm. Right? Like,
that's a real test too, like, that period of time where everyone knows that you're leaving but you haven't left yet. That is where you really test your work ethic, really, because it's out there that you're basically checked out, but you still have a job to do and you still have something to deliver. I think that's really tough, because sometimes when someone says that they're quitting their job, that affects the amount of respect that people give that person in the room, or the weight of their opinions, and that is unfortunate.
One thing that's weird about that purgatory of having said you're leaving and actually leaving is a few things that have always struck me as weird. One is, like, oh, I'm replaceable, right? They're going to find a replacement. They're already starting, probably. Two is, you see, like, oh, they're going to be fine without you. There's some sort of weird emotional thing to that, too. Three is, like, you can see, like, those relationships that you may have thought were more than sometimes work, sometimes become apparent that the relationship was based on the work that was being done, which makes sense. There's nothing weird about that. But feeling that, it's almost like watching a ghost of yourself, and, like, what you're seeing the world as it will be once you're gone a little bit and stuff. I think it's really a emotional time. And it's, if you care about the job, it's especially emotional.
if you leave your job and people are like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Like, you actually don't want that response.
Exactly. Yeah, you're like, oh, like you don't, like you want them, you want that to be a void after you leave. You want it to be like they'll miss you somehow, like maybe you as a person or your input or your output and at your job, but like you don't want to leave and just things carry out as normal, because then that's a bad sign.
Yeah, I mean, that's for like you and your ego and stuff. I think a whole other element of it is like making sure that they're going to be okay. Like I at least in my experiences, it's like, yo, I'm going to like really try to help you find the next person. Like I'll do everything in my like network of friends and people that I know to try to get you someone who I believe in to like do this. And I think that's one thing you can do to really like, I don't know, just be a good person. Like it seems like maybe it's not your responsibility and you could look at it that way. I generally think like, hey, if I'm making this decision and I'm on good terms with you, like I want to help you out and see you through this next phase. I think that's important.
Yeah. Similarly, on the other side, if somebody on your team quits, it's a good opportunity for you to show that you're invested in them as a person, like beyond their role within your team. So like really looking out for them, helping them find a home somewhere else, or keeping in touch with them afterwards. I was talking to a design manager at Facebook today, and he was referring to his team as a family, how he thinks of people joining the team as like joining their family. And like a family, people move out and sometimes they come back. Sometimes they start their own families outside of your own, right? But there's still that bond when you work as a family, which I thought was pretty romantic.
I think I see it here at like Facebook more, but like yeah, when people do decide to leave, it's like, because I think tech moves pretty quick and there's a lot of movement, people are like, okay, cool. We like the managers and stuff know how to handle it. They're extremely supportive. They're like, how can we like, you know, they want to figure it out with you. And it's part of the process. I think that's a little different in many other industries. And I think especially for smaller companies, because man, people really rely on each other in like a small company in a really personal way. And I think it can be like far more difficult.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about getting fired?
Don't get fired.
Like, or laid off, right? I think I've been fired and laid off in the past. I've been fired out of a call center where I was rewarded for keeping conversations short. So I took that to heart and kept conversations real short, which made me a horrible call center employee. And I was laid off out of like a data entry position early on. And it was like in the movies, like you go to work and then you hear some murmurs at lunch. Then they call you into an office. They're like, yeah, we're downsizing the company. You're out. And then like, they don't even let you go back to your desk. Like I've been through that. And I don't know like if there's any learnings to get from that other than like, it sucks. But it is also a way to leave your job.
That's a way, that's the least fun way to leave your job. Just because the emotion of, you don't know about the decision that's going to be made for you in your life. I think that's one of the hardest ones to deal with, because someone else says, okay, you got to figure out something else now. And that's just emotionally extremely difficult. I don't wish that upon anyone.
This is something I think I feel pretty strongly about, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts. I am not supportive of leaving your job if you don't have something else lined up.
Yeah, I don't even know how to respond to that one. Like for me, I would not be able to do that, because I just need like security and structure and something to believe in and all sorts of stuff. Like it would be, I think like the scariest position for me is just to not have something I'm working towards or something. Yeah, like I can't imagine doing that. Like I can't imagine. And like I hear people sometimes say like, I'm going to take some time off and figure it out. That sounds terrifying beyond anything that I can believe.
Well, that's the privileged version of it. The regular version is like, my job fucking sucks. I hate it. I've reached the limit of what I can tolerate at my job. I need to quit. I don't know. Every time I've quit my job, I've made the decision that I want to leave. And then I look for an alternative rather than like just going into the void. Because I feel like that to me, it's also terrifying. Like I never quit a job and be like, oh, I'm just not going to work for a while. Like that sounds like horrible to me.
It's certain types of people are probably more comfortable in the chaos of life. I am not. I like structure and it helps me stay coherent. So yeah, I mean, like I've had jobs that I strung out for a longer period of time than I probably should have because I couldn't find something else to replace it that I thought was beneficial. So I've like, I for one job suffered for a really long time in a way that I wasn't happy and I didn't feel valued and I didn't feel good about the work I was doing. And I stayed there so that I just couldn't deal with any ambiguity. And I mean, like, yeah, it would have been extremely difficult financially as well. It's like, I'm not even bringing that into here, but.
Yeah. So when do you know that you have to quit your job? Like, at which point are you like, it's time to look for something new? Like, because some people are afraid of jumping too quickly, you know, and in the tech industry, people jump jobs every year and a half, I think is the average or something like that.
Something crazy like that, yeah.
Yeah, so like, does that mean that like after a year and a half, you should start looking for a new job? Or what about the job environment do you think should signal you that like you're ready for a change?
It's not super clear. Like, I've been unhappy in jobs, but then it kind of turns around and gets better. You know, like, you don't really know what's around the corner. And sometimes you stay optimistic in the hopes that the time you're putting in somewhere is going to be valuable and you'll eventually get into a better spot. And that's happened to me. So it's sort of weird to think like quitting early feels often like a bad move to me. I think the thing that's obvious is like, so this is probably like bad advice, but like I've been so unhappy that like I like was depressed, like authentically like depressed and felt low valued. So like that's a bad spot to be in. So you should probably quit before that. I don't know how to recognize that properly as myself. Other times when I've quit a job, it's been more like logic based. And that's actually a much easier decision because I'm just like weighing out pros and cons. But when it's more of an emotional state that you're in, which is the problem, it's hard to recognize at what point's gone too far. Or I mean, work is work and you have to do it, and it's like not a pipe dream, right? It's like it's work. Someone is paying you money to successfully carry out tasks which benefit whatever the goal of the organization is. So it is not like pure happiness.
It's real talk. For me, it's a simple answer. Like, the moment you're not learning in your job, you should leave. And that, to me, like, if you're at that point where you're depressed or really having a hard time emotionally dealing with your job situation, I would ask myself, if I'm able to overcome this situation, would I learn something because of it? Is that something I want to learn? Like, how to overcome this situation and how to deal with a hostile environment and make it favorable? I mean, that sounds like a really hard task and quite the skill to have. So, but a lot of people are not up for that challenge, and maybe it's not the right time in their lives to have to take that challenge. Similarly, if you find yourself like teaching in your job more than you are learning, I feel like it's a time to leave. And that doesn't mean the most senior designer. I think no matter your seniority, you can learn from the people around you, even if it is from like new grads or people from other disciplines. So you should always be learning, and the moment you're not learning, you should leave.
I was gonna call the privileged card on your first statement where you said you should always be learning in a job, because I was like, I've been in jobs where I have not been learning, but I just needed to have the job for money. But the issue actually is, it's scary. You should actually be trying to find opportunities where you're learning. For example, one of the early jobs I took, I had switched from another job, which I really wasn't learning anything at, to a job where I had to learn Final Cut Pro. And I didn't really know Final Cut Pro. And I just took the job and said I could do it and like learn it. But even though it wasn't exactly on the path that I really wanted to go or anything, because I was learning, it built skills in me and stuff like that. And it's true, you should really like seek out stuff where you feel like you're learning, even if it's like doesn't seem like the greatest opportunity in the world. As long as you're like building your skill set and stuff, that stuff comes back and like it pays out in other ways. And then number two is, yeah, if you're like teaching more than you're learning, I think that's so dangerous actually, because one thing that you do is you start feeding your ego and you stop learning as fast, right? So like you're like, okay, now I'm the one telling everyone how to do it. And all of a sudden, like you can get off the rails a little bit. Like if you're like saying like, this is the way things should be done, this is the way you do it. But if you're not being challenged, you're probably getting into a position where you're wrong a lot of the time, or like increasingly wrong over the course of time. Not necessarily, but often it feels that way, because checks and balances, right? Like you need to be around people who have skills that you don't have or better than you, because that's going to like keep you honest with yourself and keep you questioning yourself and like, yeah.
And I'm going to double down on that. Like, even if you are at a job where you're not learning, but you need that job because you need the money to, you know, sustain your quality of life or, you know, feed your family or whatever, I would say that even then you need to figure out a way to learn from that job. And if you can't, then you need to find a different one that also provides for your family, but gives you the opportunity to learn. I think we have a responsibility to keep growing. And the moment we stay stagnant, then I think we need to change.
Yeah, it's really hard. When I was younger, I had a job where I was literally pulling weeds from the ground, and that it didn't seem in a line. It wasn't aligned with anything that I was interested in. You know what I mean? So my number one priority was like getting something else going that wasn't that. And yeah, I don't know. I think you gotta like keep that hustler mentality. Yeah.
I mean, likewise, I've like replaced roofs and carpet. I worked at call centers. I worked as a waiter. Like, it's not like you land immediately on your dream job.
Right. So yeah, here's like one more angle on this, which is almost every job I quit to go into the next job, it often had a set of skills which I was like, I'm gonna get called out as totally fraudulent. So I was doing sort of like some amount of web work in one job, and when I got to Electric Pulp, I was like, yeah, I'm a front-end developer. And I don't think so. I didn't really have, like, I learned so much in that job that by the end I could feel like pretty confident and say like, yeah, I do front-end work, and like, I didn't fear it. But actually going in, I don't think I was, right? So there's always this like thing, quitting is really scary because you can easily cut yourself down and say like, I'm not that, that's not what I am. I wasn't like a video editor, but I got a job editing video, right? Like, you're never that thing when you start practically.
Until you do it.
And that is a terrifying thing. But every time I've done that, it's made me grow exponentially just because I had to do it. I put myself in a really uncomfortable position and had to figure it out. Like, really uncomfortable positions and had to figure it out. You can fail in those positions and it's scary, but I think that's part of quitting too. It's like, it's going to be scary.
Yeah, I think there comes a point where you have two options, right? It may be staying at your job or jumping to a new one, or maybe you're unemployed and you have two options for a job. You know, there will be that crossroads. One thing my manager told me recently is that the better option is the scariest option. So like, whichever option is the bravest thing to do, like, you should do that. Like, not stay in a comfortable one or the one that you know you can do, but like, push yourself there. And it sounds good in paper, but in practice, you know, it is like legitimately scary. You're like, well, could do this, but like, I'm really good at this other thing. Why don't I do this instead? So it's really hard to like take that step and be like, I want to do the thing that I know is not for certain that I will be successful at. Okay.
Quit this conversation.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. I'm curious to hear from you. Your experience quitting a job, and what do you recommend for others to take that step? My name is Gabriel Valdivia.
And this is Charlie Dietz.
Thank you.